possible.
Oh, we'll have to edit that part out.
Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think my dad's going to listen to this.
Too bad. It's going to be okay. Everyone shut up. Where's...
I just went to Annoyance and bought like $3 $5 drinks and then didn't get drawn and then went home.
What, last night?
That's all I did last night.
Did you wake up last night?
And I think, I think I did hear you guys. I wasn't like.
That's pretty. You should be embarrassed that you.
You know when you go like half asleep, you're like, I can tell people are out there, but it's not like. Like all of a sudden, I would just notice people weren't out there.
I was
like, I'm drifting in out of sleep.
Well, we were fucked up, like 5 feet from your head last night.
It was really weird. I was really worried. We didn't think about it. I was like, "Where's Justin?" And then it took a little while, and then Malik was like, "Oh shit, he's home." I was like, "I already knew he was home. I forgot." Yeah, we were in there chatting it up.
Any good topics come up?
Oh yeah,
just what the comedy in general.
Yeah, just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, it turns into like a thesis group.
Yeah.
We were in the kitchen.
Yeah, we were just working on a sinus infection last night. So.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I keep telling you guys, like, you gotta get those nose douche things where you shoot water up your nose.
You guys are a bunch of nose douches.
Yeah. Fucking the nose douche crew.
I'm the king of the nose douche, I guess.
Nose clams.
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was fun. We had a good time.
I hope it was fun.
Yeah. It didn't wake me up.
Do what? It
didn't wake me up.
That's so crazy. That is so crazy.
You look like a heavy sleeper.
I can pass out, man.
Look like you hibernate.
I'm pretty sad deep down. You know? Yeah. I can just sleep. Mm. I can really just do that.
It's eternal rest.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be asleep right now.
Yeah, no offense. No, I'm with you.
That'd actually be a good idea for the podcast. We do like a live dream tweet, a live stream.
Yeah, of us sleeping.
Live dream. We get like the guests to fall asleep and we just kind of talk about what we think they're dreaming about.
You just have a podcast around a sleeping comedian.
Yeah.
Just sit there and talk about whatever you want.
We're about 2 hours in. He's kicking around a lot. It could be a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. Drooling or boners, whatever happens, I guess. It'd probably be weird, though, doing it with like a female comic.
Yeah, that'd be sure.
Hey, you want to come fall asleep around us?
Can we watch you sleep?
Just going to watch you and comment on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I woke up today and I couldn't say a fucking word.
Yeah, you sound worse than usual, dude.
Yeah, it's bad. It was like, I woke up and I was like, oh, shit. But like I tried to say, oh, shit. And it was just like, ah. It was bad. I was about to go to the doctor. I was freaking out.
There's nothing you could do about it, man. Does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt. It's irritating, but it's not painful.
Is your throat messed up?
Yeah, I lost my voice this morning. I don't really know how. I wasn't like yelling or anything.
Did you scream a lot as a child?
Not really. Not that I can think of. Maybe if I was like acting dumb. Never like throwing tantrums or anything like that.
Yeah. Have you always had like a raspy?
No. It was like super like high pitched and nasally. Until like maybe eighth grade or some shit.
Really?
And then just turned into a fucking blues singer.
That sounds pretty natural though, right?
Yes.
Nobody sounds like that when they're like seven.
Just born. Mom.
They're out there though. You kind of have like that. No one's ever going to say you have a woman's voice unless it's just like a 55-year-old, like. Strip joint bartender.
When I was younger, people did used to think I was a girl because I had a high voice.
The only women that sound like you are Marge Simpson's sisters.
That's good. Or the secretary from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski. That's what I got called growing up.
Mike Wazowski?
Yeah, people would be like, oh, Mike Wazowski, huh? It's like neither of those are my name.
Wait, that's why. Yeah, what's the connection there?
Because it sounds like Rowski.
Yeah. I don't know if I wouldn't have given him that one.
Yeah, me neither.
I got called Harry Potter in high school a lot.
Really?
I think it was just, I had brown hair and glasses. Yeah, I don't think I really.
The bar is so low.
Yeah, that was.
I get Harry Potter all the time.
They didn't even try.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was pretty bland.
Yeah, I've never gotten those.
Just drooled on myself.
Harry Potter.
What's wrong?
I just drooled on myself.
Why?
It's been a rough day, man.
What the fuck do you think this is, man?
It's been a rough day. It's a clean hoodie, too. God damn it.
You walk in here just drooling on yourself. You're a fucking mess, dude.
I was trying to watch a movie, too, earlier, and it was awful.
Get your lazy ass together.
I want you know I watch Full Metal Jacket.
Drooling on your fucking self.
Did you stream it? I tried streaming and the John Krasinski movie.
A
Quiet Place.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And it was like, I kept on hearing coughing. I'm like, how can they cough if they're not gonna fucking die? I was like, oh, that's the guy recording this video coughing. It's such a shitty street.
Yeah, dude. I've heard about that movie. Yeah. I would die immediately.
For real.
What's the premise? If you can't make a sound,
you're getting like, from what I could tell, yeah, you can't.
Can't make a noise.
There's, I don't know if they're monsters or they're like, some people said they're like demons or something. They like haunt you. And if you make a noise,
never again will you be able to enjoy like a great fart.
Yeah, yeah, right?
It's just like you rip one, it's just like.
Is it only at night or something? Like when they die the whole movie?
I didn't finish the movie. I'm doing like sign language and shit. But they could apparently, I assume it was foreshadowing. I didn't get to the point where they really use it. But they went to a waterfall and I guess they could talk by the waterfall because of flowing water. But
a little sound screen.
You can fart near the waterfall.
Yeah. It's their new heaven.
It's a safe place.
See somebody hanging up by the waterfall. Rip ass,
you got a shit and there's no way. Like silent shits.
Fart oasis.
Yeah, one of those shits where you can just hear the shit creep out of your ass. Yeah. You can't fart though. It's all you have for the rest of your life.
You can't fart the rest of your life.
That's crazy. You eat a lot of cheese.
When's the last time you guys sharted?
Wow,
that was in harmony. One, two.
I thought I did at Durkin's that one time. Me and Justin were smoking outside. I was like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah, like right outside, but I was good.
Yeah, dude, every time I take mushrooms, there's, especially when I'm in public, there is a moment where I feel like I shit myself and I convince myself that I have.
Yeah.
And I freak out a little bit. And
I've been there with just like weed.
Yeah.
Not in a long time, but like when I was younger. I would smoke, and I would like convince myself I pissed my pants.
Yeah, I've been tripping before. Like, did I just piss myself? And you look down, and you're like, you usually, you know, you haven't, but it only takes one.
I'll piss myself a lot. I haven't shit myself in a while. I thought I have, but sometimes I just get a sweaty ass.
Yep.
And I just fart too. Like, it gets, you know, and then I'm like, whoa, my butt's sweaty. Maybe. I wish I was on the red line right now. You know, like, that's the only time I ever think I'd do it is when I'm in a situation where I really don't need to have shit my pants. Like, not that you ever need to. I mean, unless you're like in prison getting raped or something, you shit your pants. But when I'm home, I never shit my pants conveniently. It's been a long time, though. I don't think.
Or if you die, don't you shit when you die?
Not every time.
Well, yeah. I mean, depends.
Depends if you. Really what decides if you shit?
If there's shit in your asshole, I guess.
So if you just shit and then you die, you're not gonna shit.
Probably good. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, they actually make people do that now before they die. They make them get up out of their deathbed, go across the room, get in the restroom.
One less shit.
Honestly, if I worked at a hospice, though, I had to do that shit after a while. But like, can you get up and shit real quick? Because this is kind of a pain in the ass. They want to keep the sheets. No, I haven't ever, never mind.
What a gross place. The whole, like, that whole area of the body is the most disgusting thing possible. Isn't it
the
nuts?
Asshole?
The asshole?
Just like,
isn't it also the most pleasurable? Isn't that what the G spot is?
Like, it's the ultimate allegory for life, honestly.
We're getting deep,
man. We're getting deep in the hole, man.
Fucking literally.
My asshole's covered in cake and icing and farting directly.
Let's really get to know each other and just show each other our assholes.
Self clean so well, which is amazing. You know what I mean? I mean, like,
who told you that?
I've been in a few. I've been in there and be like, there's no way that's supposed to be that way, you know? Like, and there's no way they douche their butt.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. So it's just like, you know, it's an amazing
it's a beautiful
thing.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
And also, I do find it gross. I find it gross, the pooping thing. Maybe we should just stop pooping. No more pooping. But
we'll explode. My friend used to hold in the shits for so long, he had to go to the hospital.
Was it like a bragging
thing? I don't know why, but he would shit. It would be the most gigantic shits ever.
That is
and then he'd be like, hold on. And he would like lean against a wall and like hold in his shit.
Oh my God.
Dude, and that he was on a date. Like some type of like mild mental disorder thing.
Could be. Who knows?
Behavioral disorder.
It's like if we were out in public, he would always shit at home. He just, I think he may have just hated shitting.
What a weird thing
to
say you're in therapy for.
But, yeah, right.
I'm in therapy because I like to hold my shit down. There's to a point to where it makes like, my life unmanageable.
You're not alone.
Yourself, so yeah. It's like, yeah, dude, just go shit.
We were young. It was like middle school or high school. He was on a date in
too
high
old.
School.
That's
yeah.
Too old.
And he had to like go to the hospital because he had like a super sharp pain in his stomach.
Yeah. Oh man.
And now it's poop.
He's backed up.
He's backed up. Now he's good.
He needs a Roto-Rooter now. Get in dude, there. Get a plumber.
You gotta let that shit out, man.
Dude,
I'm a big believer in taking shits on a regular basis, same time of day, every
stay
day.
Regular.
I don't have a schedule,
it's
but
religion,
I think I'm once a day
off right now, and it like ruins my life.
Yeah, you know those like top five habits of successful CEOs. Yeah, they don't list number six. They shit every.
If I had a top five thing to have a happy life, I am not fucking kidding right now.
Yeah.
Top five things to have a happy life. Shitting once a day, same time of day, would be on that list.
Amen, brother.
I've never been on a schedule.
Basic life needs. Yeah. I mean, outside of food, shelter, and water.
Yeah.
Don't masturbate every day.
I think, wait, you're saying shitting, like food, water, you got to shit.
I mean, if we're going to, I mean, I could probably make the case for why it should be on that one.
It comes in with food and water.
No,
like
but I'm talking about
process.
Not that. Like five habits you should have in your life every day to have like a happy or a more content life. Shitting
Pooping.
Would be taking good shits and like good having
shits.
Good fiber and being regular.
Why is this? Why is the schedule so important? Why is pooping at the same time so important?
Shitting is the most inconvenient thing we do as
true.
Human beings,
true.
Without question.
Yeah.
And if you have that down, locked down, dude, you got a. That's a big. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
right.
Dude,
yeah.
We are wired to.
I hate shitting at work.
We're wired to shit at the right time. Like, dude, shitting in the middle of the night when we were like. Caveman is fucking dangerous, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're as vulnerable as it gets. You know what I mean? The only weapon you have is what's come out of your ass. You know? And it's like...
So I'm throwing shit out of
bear. Yeah, at like a saber-toothed tiger in the middle of the night, you know? Like,
you'd
predators
like,
were you know, nighttime hunters.
You could, like, trip and, like, fall in it. Like,
no.
It's just rough times, man.
Not again.
All the other cavemen are going to laugh at you.
Yeah. I remember camping. It was like you had to, like, go squat and stuff. And I didn't have any, like, lower... body strength, so trying to squat and shit and also not fall backwards in your
I've
own
never
shit.
Shit outside.
Yeah, like throw a rope around.
Worst part
tree.
Of camping.
You grab the tree.
Yeah, yeah, you get the support tree.
Yeah, oh, you gotta find one about that big.
You gotta find
around.
Yourself a sapling.
That's too small, actually, like that. Like a pine sapling. You just get your, you get a good squat going, but the problem is
you have a
with
friend
that,
to help you.
Yeah.
The buddy system is what you need.
Yeah, squatty pine.
Remember that time I helped you move? Well, I got a shit.
I really have to take a shit.
Not your Sega shit cast.
Yeah, that's what
this is a shit cast.
Did you see the video of that lady take a shit in like a Starbucks?
Yes.
Yeah, throw
so
it at the guy.
Which one? Yeah.
Dude, to me, that video is the most strong proof of evolution that we have. Like,
God.
That was the most animalistic thing I've ever seen a human do.
That was
dude.
So
it was
fucked
just,
up.
Like, shit on the floor and then grab it and throw it at somebody.
Dude. That guy,
like
no matter how much money that
do.
Guy makes, he's not making enough money to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's just absurd. Where was that? Like Canada?
I think it was Canada.
It wouldn't be my first guess, but I don't know.
That's not my guess. I feel like I read that. My first guess would have been like fucking.
I guess there's crazy people in every country.
I don't know. Florida?
God damn.
I don't know. Are we all hungover right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not. I had two drinks last night.
Yeah, I'm not
they
terribly
were vodka
hungover,
sodas.
I drank too much.
I also already started drinking today, though, so maybe that's why I'm not hungover.
Yeah.
Hair of the dog.
I'm already
sad
better, truth.
Yeah. I went to a place, my friend's like co-worker's birthday party, and it was like $40 all you could drink for 3 hours. Like, you're not going to find a better deal than that in Chicago. Like, you guys haven't been to Durkin's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a great time for a plug.
Yeah.
I just never mind. I was kind of on my way. I'm sorry. This is way off topic.
What, did you think of a tag or something?
No.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my joke. No.
Eureka moment.
The name of the podcast, like it's like it's got a dream theme.
Yeah.
But I was like on my way over here, and I was like, why the fuck would they call it Not Your Sega Dreamcast? And Dream is in the name. I was like, why?
There's got to be a reason. You know?
Yeah. We're the dream cast, like, I thought maybe
there was a dream. Moment.
I thought maybe one of y'all had a dream where someone was like, this is not your Sega Dreamcast, and you kept being weird about that. You know what I mean? Well, those weird dreams.
It's a play on the root beer thing, right?
Not your father's root beer?
Yeah, like we're
the Dreamcast, baby.
No, I know.
We're not your father's Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So is this like a solely dream thing, like based?
Clearly, that's all we've talked about so far.
Well, yeah. Well, Mark Maron just talks about shit in first of every one of his podcasts.
Folks, I hate taking shits.
Yeah. He might as well. He might as well just be like picking through his shit for fucking 20 minutes.
There's a lot of corn in here. Oh, God. I fucking hate the post office.
Yeah. I like the podcast. I just hate skipping the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Trying to find the right spot. Yeah. No, but so this is a dream thing?
Yeah, you know,
it's a dream thing.
We talk about dreams for a little bit. Yeah, we dabble.
We'll try to diagnose you after you tell us all about
what's wrong with you.
We attended a seminar on dream.
I had a couple of dreams this week, which was weird.
Yeah, I had one recently as well. I remembered to write down.
I remembered two this week. I didn't write them down. I just remembered them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fucking
pretty
idiot.
Smart guy.
Fucking, I don't want to brag, but I'm a fucking genius.
Y'all remember your dreams?
Not almost normally. Never. That's why it's like so weird. And they're such fucking boring dreams.
That mine was kind
shit
of
shit that just could have happened in regular day life. One night was like, I had a dream. I was on a show. And the producer was right there. I was like, yeah, I crushed. And I got super paranoid about saying I crushed in front of the producer. I was like, I mean, you thought I crushed, right? It was just fucking weird shit like that. And another one was this girl who always used to come in the bar. The bar I worked at.
Aww.
Throat fucked me.
I need the tea, man. The bar I worked at. And we were dating. But I'll never date her. She's a stripper.
Why not?
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
We say dancer.
She was a stripper, man. I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking piece of shit.
Me or her.
I would 100% date a stripper. No problem.
She just, I mean, she would never date me, for one. I'm easily not her type.
Yeah. Now we're getting honest.
Is T-Pain's true love or true life? I'm in love with a stripper.
But she's always just posting pictures of like a ton of money and like drugs.
Hell yeah.
In her boobs.
Well, then she just sounds like a shitty person.
Good time.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's okay. Well, that's different.
Money and boobs. What's the problem?
No. She's really good looking. I'll give her that.
Handsome gal.
Yeah.
How generous.
Yeah, she reminds me of my mom.
Give her that at least.
Yeah. Your mom's a
handsome
gal.
Sounds like she's aware of it. Yeah, hot mom. Capitalized. On it.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, Colin's got a hot mom.
The hottest.
Your mom's all right.
You heard it here. You got the hottest fucking
mom. My
mom
is beautiful.
Your mom is. Nah.
No?
Nah. Nah.
I almost went, your mom is like, your mom either, was 16 when she had you, and she's like amazing. She was like, yeah, Jennifer Aniston. Or
no, no, no.
Then I was like, nope. Was I right? Is your mom hot, Matt?
Oh, I don't know.
Liar.
My mom's hot as shit, dude.
Oh, wait, let's all pull up. Can we all pull up pictures of our moms?
Yeah, my mom's dead, so don't, but I don't care. It's no big deal. Just don't get weird.
So then
my mom,
she's really hot.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody she got really hot, yeah. And now she's up on the mantle because she got too hot.
Oh, shit.
Somebody was, oh, gosh.
That's pretty good, actually. That,
it made me uncomfortable, but it was a good joke.
Yeah.
The other day, people were like, is your sister hot? I'm like, dude.
Duh.
Of course. Like, what do you want me to, but I don't know, I never understand what people want me to say to that shit. Yeah. Like,
you should just say, like, it's just like saying, look at my beautiful sister, yeah. You know, like in the 20s, like
yeah,
how
they
used to write letters.
Weird,
about
they say
sisters.
In a way, like, would you fuck your sister?
Yeah. What can I say, man? Good.
Well,
stock.
That was pretty easy to answer as well.
Yeah,
I was torn.
You never
I was
know
torn.
What to say to that question.
What if it was
no,
my,
not that. Not, fuck off. Not like that. I just meant like I don't know how to answer of them.
Yeah,
being like,
no,
cause my sister's not like ugly, but
yeah, she could potentially listen to this.
Not my type.
Supportive.
What?
She could potentially listen to this.
I hope not.
I hope you've jokes from time to time and you goof off with your buds.
We're just
sorry.
These guys being dudes.
Just
talking about our sisters.
Talking about our dreams.
I keep wanting to grab this because I think it's an etch a sketch.
I wish, man. I should get an etch a sketch.
That would be good for the guests. They always want something for their hands.
Yeah, what happened?
We had that fidget spinner. I think Luke Newman stole that fidget spinner.
That fucking.
Mm. I wouldn't put it past him.
Fucking klepto. Mm. I feel like Luke has like some weird hobbies that he doesn't tell anybody about.
Oh yeah.
I mean, sure. You just killing live animals above or something.
We keep it pretty normal at our place, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, they're like just...
Until you go to sleep.
He texted me the other day and was like, so, good news, I'm shaving the cat.
That's fucking hilarious.
Great news.
I walked in on him last night when I came in. Good news. Like, sure, come down. Like, he knew I was coming down. But I came like 15 minutes later. I was like, I'm coming down now. And then like 15 minutes later, I came down. And he was just like sitting in the literally middle of y'all's living room with that cat just holding it like this. And it was, he was like, this is normal.
That's so funny. Yeah. He's such a character.
Man is very attached to his cat.
It's one, you're not supposed to grab a cat by its tail, right?
No.
That's like their spine, right? You don't want to yank on that.
Right.
He totally just grabs the cat by its tail one day.
Oh, I'm going to have to talk.
It's like a chiropractor, like though. Not like
wait,
give it a nice back.
It's really their spine? I didn't know that.
What?
I mean,
what else? It's an extension of the spine.
It's all the same.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy to think about.
So don't think about
it. It's wild, man.
All right.
Crazy fucking world.
It really is.
Spine.
Crazy times.
Yeah. You can cut one off and it won't grow back.
The tail?
That's a unique fact about cats. If you cut off their tail, it does not grow back.
So same thing for dogs as well?
Yeah. It won't grow back. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's also an extension of their spines.
A tail in general is.
Yeah, you have a tail. Pull your pants down, I'll show you.
Yeah, your tailbone. Your tailbone is just a scrunched up tail.
Front,
yeah.
No. I got to get in there. I got to get in there to pull it out, but it's in there.
Yeah. No, you haven't seen the video of that dude with like a little nub tail. That's
basically
it's called your. It's just an extension of your cock.
Freaks.
Yeah. What's the
or they're a Super Saiyan?
What's the guy's
that's
name?
That's pretty badass.
Forget it. It's gone already.
What guy's name from what? Give me something.
Well, I'm gonna be upset that I don't remember the name because he plays Costanza.
George Costanza?
The movie is...
He's in Shallow Hal.
But what's that guy? Is it like Alexander or something?
Yeah, wow. It is. It's Jason Alexander.
He's got a tale in that Jack Black movie where he can't tell that people are fat.
Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I haven't seen that in so long.
I watched it.
Not a bad movie.
Great for Tony Robbins, too. He's in there.
Shallow Hal needs a gal.
Yeah.
That was somebody when I saw him. I was like, I have no idea who this is.
You saw Tony Robbins?
In the movie. He's in the elevator in the movie.
Oh, he went to like a You're the Man.
Yeah.
No, that shit is such a crock of shit.
Really?
I get so mad about that stuff.
Who
it's like
are
good.
You motivational speakers?
But it's like, it's awesome, but it comes bullshit when it's like, the amount of money these men and women make that do this, it is astronomical.
I mean, there's got to be some of them
like
that don't
how,
give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like,
just in it for the money.
I mean, it's similar to like a lot of preachers in like mega churches are also like ungodly wealthy.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just.
Just tell people what they want to hear, baby.
You got to make it. I'm not saying don't try and like hit a lick every once in a while doing what you love, but like you can't be fucking charging people $500,000 per speaking engagement to help them. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah.
I don't give it. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're a shitty person if you're trying to help people and you even ask that question.
Yeah.
And also, too, I don't want to hear about how you're helping. Like, you're supposed to, you're trying to just pay for all these other people to have jobs on your road crew. It's like, you're a fucking, you need a PowerPoint. That's what you need to bring with you, if anything.
A fucking PowerPoint,
You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing camp, do camp. I'm not saying, keep it reasonable. No one needs to make $4 million on three speaking engagements.
No one needs to make $4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Or maybe it's overrated.
It'd be dope to have $4 million.
It would be dope, but what the fuck am I going to do with $4 million? I'm just going to
buy
a bunch of worthless shit.
I would stop working.
That would be tight, but. Yeah, I would burn through that pretty fast because I'm dumb.
I feel,
so
I mean, I could never know unless it ever happened, but I think I could make it last. If you gave me $4 million today.
For the rest of your life?
Like, I could be good.
Hell
no. Like, live within your means, like, still live, like, cheaply. Let that money make you more money.
Good to if it makes you more money.
Buy Bitcoin.
That coffee good?
That's some good coffee. Yeah, some good stuff. I'm pretty sure I just put way too much.
Did you just pour it straight up in there?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Irish coffee.
I hate it when it's like that. Irish coffee's
probably whiskey creamer. Than that. I don't know exactly, but
whiskey. Oh wait, oh, I actually might have Bailey's.
Yeah.
I don't want any. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't.
No,
want
I think
any
it's Bailey's. Gone.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of Bailey's on the rocks for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little treat.
Yeah, your bar setup
that is,
has
seriously?
Diminished a little bit since
shut
we started since we started the podcast. I'm just gonna say it.
Done that.
I just think you have a problem, man. I'm putting it
is
out there.
Is there booze in those pine cones?
Yeah,
you got to squeeze them.
Yeah.
Got to squeeze them.
Milk the cones,
as is known as milking the cones.
Yeah.
Is that your WAPA-pest like thing on the wall?
Yeah,
little Ming Mong.
Is it for real?
Yeah,
that is the sweetest thing. I'm not even like shitting on you. It's just like that's a nice, lovely way to let people know.
Every household should have that.
I know. That's what I'm like. Wow, that's great. I'm not going to use it.
But for
it's
not sure. A bad idea. Actually. Like on Etsy or whatever.
Yeah, it's super easy. It took me 5 minutes. Like just.
I've bought shit off Etsy.
You do stuff like that just whenever you feel like it. Sometimes
I got some. I got like an itch to try painting, and I just got some brushes and shit. And I did that, and then I did that one over there on the wall, and then I sent one to my mom for her birthday.
You're a fucking doer,
yeah,
man.
Grosky's a doer.
Jason Alexander is right there. Did we?
Painted that also.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
I don't like to show that one off.
Yeah. No, I. Photo yeah, quality. I think that's rad. I think that's cool. I love it when people. Do that kind of stuff.
We're gonna die, man.
You don't watch a lot of TV, do you?
Accumulate skills.
Not before I paint it.
You don't watch a lot of TV, do you?
I do.
Really?
I just finished Sopranos. It was 86
fucking
hours.
Love Sopranos, dog.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a lot of hours to be watching like New Jersey Italian accents.
Yeah.
Never gets old, though. Yeah. Never gets old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it would. Like, on, yeah.
If you just watch it on repeat over and over again,
well,
it might get old.
Though.
Yeah, I've only watched it one time through, but fucking loved it.
Pretty good.
I really want to get into the mafia, dip my toes.
I think you could get in.
Crack some skulls.
You could be like Henry Hill, you know, he wasn't...
I don't know who that is.
He wasn't actually in the mafia, but he was like associated with them. He's the guy from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
You could be like the Iceman.
Ice.
Wait, the main character in Goodfellas?
Yeah. He's Irish.
He wasn't associated.
Oh wait,
mean?
You know what? I take that back. He was Irish from his dad's side,
he
but
half, yeah, Irish.
He seemed like he was, but he seemed like he was pretty deep in that
he
shit.
He was.
Yeah. So he couldn't officially be in the mafia, but they treated him like he was family
because he wasn't Italian. Because
his mom was Italian, so that was good enough for them. So they invited him to like a lot of stuff and like worked. Yeah, but he was.
I'll just join
like,
the Irish mafia.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh yeah,
dude. In De Niro's character, he's like half Irish too. I think.
Yeah. So they can't be like full members.
Yeah.
I looked up the admission requirements.
I think I used to live like across the street from Salerno's in River West.
Fucking love Salerno's.
Yeah, it's good shit. I'm pretty sure. I think they're doing some mob shit.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I think so.
What makes you say that?
I'm a racist. There's a bunch of Italian people there.
I'm a quarter.
It checks out. That makes sense.
You're a quarter
like
Italian.
Italian, yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. I went in there one night, and there was this big fat cop eating like a Reuben sandwich behind the counter or whatever. And I was like, something about this is just like the cops are too comfortable here.
Yeah.
These guys are doing some shit.
I was at Kuma's.
But that's about the extent of my...
How was Kuma's?
Oh, what?
How was Kuma's?
Kuma's is great.
I heard they got some of the best burgers. Fuck.
I'm sorry? What was
some
that
of the best burgers in Chicago.
Yeah, they're good.
Whiskey in that will help.
Seriously. Yeah. Give me some of that whiskey, baby.
The whiskey and green tea.
That's
I'm scared when John pours my drink. No, that's not bad at all. Yeah. Daddy's home.
You told me not to pour more.
Kuma's, I saw like 8... Like, not even, like, trying to be funny. Like, obese cops in Kuma's.
Yeah.
Just slamming food. Like,
they're getting their pension.
Who are they going to stop from breaking the law?
How hard is it to become a cop?
It's not that hard.
I mean,
you
in
need,
Chicago,
like, you need an associate.
Like, they need one. They
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
they
bad.
Need cops, right? Yeah. So, because I saw a guy, I think it was, like, either yesterday or something, just walking down the street, and it was a cop. I was like, that guy looks like he's 17 years old.
If you serve in the military, you could become a cop, or if you, I think you have to get, like, your associates. And
really?
That's it. And I mean, you have to pass all the whatever bullshit tests they give you.
Yeah, I mean,
just once, I guess, and then you can just be a 500-pound guy.
Well,
that's
what
still
if they? Yeah, I mean, what? If, no, that guy's definitely not getting.
Well, it. I don't know how he passes like the fitness tests.
He
must not be
400 pounds
that hard. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
He only weighed 100 pounds.
How is someone being like, you're getting too fat? You're a police officer. Have some self-respect.
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously, have you seen that? It's like crazy. It's like, I didn't even know they made body armor that big.
Yeah.
For, you know. It's crazy. So, well, dude, especially here, it's like they're like the fattest. Like, their cars will be just, they're so fat.
In an actual, like, if you got into a physical altercation, say you can't get a hold of your gun or something, like, what are you going to do if you can't breathe or run or anything?
Well, you're
how much do you think it hurts when a fat? I'm so curious. Like, if someone, like a huge person, gets punched, like, does it? How much does it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts, man. I used to be super fat.
Oh shit! I forgot that you were fat. Yeah.
Face. Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, dude.
I don't think it ever feels good to get punched in the face.
I mean, yeah, I guess tit punch when you get a big old man tit, shit hurts like a motherfucker.
How much did you weigh? Like, your biggest
20.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Pretty rad, dude.
Nice. Tight. Something like that. I think 407 or 417 was the most I ever weighed.
That's wild, man.
Over four. That was a tough day.
Just one day?
That day, one day? Yeah, I was only about to get knee surgery, and they had me step on the scale. And they didn't even, they just was like, hey, come in this other room, we got to do something. I was like, all right. And I walk in there, and it's just a massive, it's like the scale made to like wheel people's wheelchairs on.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I just stood on that, and it said 407, man. And I was like,
what was
this sucks.
And you just got in shape?
I was like 21. That's heartbreak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ugh. It's like, man, I'm now. This is why I'm not getting any pussy.
How did you get in shape though? Like, you just
I did a bunch of drugs and shit, and then got clean and worked out a bunch. And
you lived some lives, man. Oh. You remind me of Steven Tyler.
Damn it. <It's, laughs> You were out there the other day. Are you talking about Aerosmith guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it. Matt, who's that? You were out there when Matt said that to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to be like, fuck, two people.
You kind of, I mean, I can see that. You got the, like, you lived a crazy life. Yeah. Not that you're going to die anytime soon, but
fucking rock star.
You're a charismatic dude. He's a charismatic dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, how high are you right now?
I'm not.
What?
No, I was just thinking about Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy, a good singer.
Man, there's a pretty good segue here, too.
His daughter is an actress.
Yeah, she was in Armageddon.
I thought she was a musician.
Yeah, she was an
Maybe
elf.
She's both. Yeah, she was
Everybody's
an elf.
A fucking musician now, though.
Not me, man. No musical talent over here.
Well,
I could fuck up Hot Cross Buns on the recorder, though.
Really?
Yeah, if you guys want to fuck start. Around. I
have a recorder at my house, too.
Shit.
Just fucking whip the yeah. play the hits, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do that live next.
You should play. He yeah, should play the like a podcast theme song on the recorder. Like every episode starts.
Oh man.
Yeah. I'm down.
So
I would love to learn to play the sax.
You want? I have a saxophone here.
You know how to play it?
Yeah.
Damn, you're cool.
No. I was just in marching band, and like it was.
Is it hard to play?
No, I mean,
it sounds like you definitely know how to play.
He can not only play; he can march at the same time.
Pretty goddamn impressive.
Yeah, I guess it
sure,
was
jazz
pretty cool.
Is cool. But they're standing still. Cool.
What's the easiest musician or instrument to learn?
I don't know. Like,
all of them are. I mean,
hey.
Guitar's not.
I'm
easy,
not trying to read
I've
it. Can I have a piece of paper.
Oh yeah, go for it.
I'm sorry, that looked weird, but.
Oh, yeah.
I'm terrible at guitar.
Yeah, you can have any of those jokes if you want, John. I got a lot.
I need
here.
Some. I need, yeah. My writing staff is already full right now.
I could use a new joke.
Not taking submissions.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. Hey, now submissions are open to write jokes for me. Everybody. That's what I should. sorry. Hold on.
What are you writing?
That nothing.
Now I want to know even more.
I'm sorry. I'm struggling as a comic just writing.
No, I feel you, dude.
Wait, so you just had a thread you had to write, scribble it down? Is that what that was?
Yeah, I just had a thought. Is that okay?
That's absolutely okay.
Totally fine. I'm jealous I didn't have a thought.
You just have to mention the podcast.
I just didn't know if you were writing. Like,
yeah, I'll say, yeah.
Like, I need to remember to do this.
At the end of that joke, I'll say, thought of that on Not Your Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Now sweet. Available on iTunes. Hey, I think so.
Wow, that was actually really nice. If you could...
That'd be great if you could do that every time you tell that joke. Yeah. It'd really help us out.
Actually, if I cut this clip out of the podcast, can you just like play it off like your phone?
Yeah, totally. Right. Totally. And you'll get, residuals. I'll have to figure out what that is. But.
God.
Oh yeah, that'll help your throat, Colin.
That was gross.
Nothing clears up when
roasted that thing, man.
Ugh. Yeah, you were hitting that, and I was like, no, I don't. Scooby snacks.
Scooby snacks. Yeah. Whole meal. Yeah. So, yeah, that was. No, that was gross.
Probably.
How many? How many listeners y'all have?
Half a million.
No shit.
No.
I think something.
Like, I mean, not like exact.
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow has.
Judd Apatow reviewed the podcast.
No, he didn't. No. Oh, I was like,
somebody left a comment with Judd Apatow.
Yeah, somebody did, and they wrote their name was, they signed it as Judd Apatow.
Yeah, and
I think somebody was pulling our legs.
I asked him on Twitter if it was him. He never asked me back. He never runs.
That's what I would do if it was really a Judd Apatow.
I was like, hey, bro, is this you? He just never replied. Yeah. He's probably a big fan of mine. He should be nervous.
The nightmare tweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I have that effect on people. as I sip my tea. I just puked.
Be a classic.
Don't do that.
Classic puke bit, baby.
Don't do that, Colin.
I could probably easily puke.
Like live?
You're probably easy puke, huh?
Do you puke when you do mushrooms?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Huh.
Never puke from smoking weed either.
Wow.
I mean, unless I like mixed it with drinking.
I've been really drunk and then smoked and just like Spin City.
Yeah. You got to smoke first and then start sipping.
Spliffs make me really. I mean, I knocked myself out in my house one night.
Yeah, the tobacco.
I fell out, hit my head.
It's a big European thing, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think there are more people smoke spliffs over there. Yeah, I get the nicotine buzz from hell when I smoke a spliff.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't.
It's fun. I like them.
Yeah,
it like wakes you
it
up.
It lasts like it 5 minutes. It's like an alert high.
Weed never wakes me up. I don't know why. People are like, this weed will wake you up. It's like, no, it does. That's not what it did. You mean give me anxiety?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Good luck sleeping now, pal.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah, does it? Yeah. I can't sleep for shit lately. Well, I mean, yeah, can't do it.
I got no problem sleeping.
Really?
I
sleep pretty well.
That was a callback.
The other night you were.
That's right, yeah.
After Durgan's, when we all went out, you came in. You're like, I'm making rounds. I'm getting out of here. You're like, I need weed, man. And you're like, I'm just going to go home. I'm drunk enough so I can pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find some?
Yeah. It was just
all
that night
you were.
It's my buddy passed out. He was supposed to bring me a sack to Durgan's, but he passed out. Oh. So I could. After Durgan's, I was like, man, I just bombed. I would like to just get a little high and go to bed.
That's status of bed.
Instead, I just got real drunk and went to bed.
Yeah, how was Durkin's?
It was Durkin's.
It was
Durkin's. That status. He made a status after. He's like, tonight I found out I'm bad at comedy.
It's the first time I ever figured it out.
I'm like, yeah,
I've
dude.
Never
you
had any
find
other
out
signs.
At some point.
Hosting Durkin's will do that to you. Yeah.
There's never been another sign that it wasn't great.
You've
until
hosted
now,
Durkin's,
so.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I thought
You fought a guy at Durkin's once.
That was awesome.
No, you like almost fought a guy. Yeah,
you fucked a guy.
Like
he choked slammed
him. He told a guy he needed to leave.
That was awesome. Situation.
That was a great night.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
Yeah. I was like, I was right behind you guys, but
it was tiny. Awesome.
And John's such a gentle giant. I was like, I saw that guy. I was like, good for him for getting back out there. And I was like, fuck that dude.
I felt like an idiot. I was fucked up. My girlfriend dumped me the night before. And I was just like, this is the thing. But he wasn't like a fight. He was tiny. There's nothing for me to brag about there.
He protected Willie. He swung on Willie.
Yeah, I wonder how Willie would have. Yeah.
Willie would have just gone down like a sack of potatoes.
I wasn't about to let Willie get his ass kicked by that guy.
Dude, Willie
I would never let that happen.
Willie got Willie.
Come on, brother.
Willie got in a fucking fight with this. Did you guys see that huge dude Willie almost fought?
What?
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking had to break that shit up.
Oh, my God. That dude was, like, jacked.
He was huge. And he's like, and he was, like, in Willie's face, like, no one tells me how to live my fucking life. I'm like, No, this guy said it to Willie. Okay. He's, like, yelling at Willie, and I was hosting.
Willie told him how to live his life.
I just went up to him. I was like, dude, someone's on stage. Show some respect. He's like, no one tells me how to live my life. I was like,
please.
Nobody is. Like, just get the fuck out of here. And he left.
I thought you were giving the chili a stir.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm giving the chili a stir.
It's almost like a $20 all-you-can-drink deal is not...
Yeah, that's why we have to say house party drink special, because I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Oh. Damn, I bet that shit is illegal.
I've said it on this show before. I think Durkin's is laundering money.
Well, most bars probably are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know how hard it is to keep a business open? Their shit is so expensive.
For real.
They're like, yeah, we have this cash deal where we make a lot of money. And then they're like, someone just gives them a shitload of cash and they say it was the drink deal.
Duh. That's actually really...
It's probably... It's got to be. They're laundering money, dude. They got to be.
Yeah, that's actually...
Or they're just... Nose diving and losing money, giving away all
everybody
booze.
Down there. Like, this is so crazy how tough it is to have a business down there. I mean, like, it's tough.
Yeah.
Because, like, the city puts a lot of, I mean, a lot of, like, they pay a lot to have a business and, like, doing all that shit and, you know, paying people decent money is fucking hard.
I'm pretty sure the owner of Durkin's owns multiple, multiple bars.
Yeah. They're in that group.
Yeah, because there's multiple places that have that like deal.
Duffy's is the other one, I think.
One of them closed, though. One that was like running, that Colleen ran at, got shut down, I think.
Again? Just recently?
Which one? Yeah.
The last bar that Colleen was at.
Oh, you mean, no, I think you mean...
right on the corner, right by Blarney.
Yeah, across Callahan's or something.
Yeah.
Not Redmond's is where it was recently.
Redmond's, yeah.
Damn,
I think they have the same deal. I don't know if they closed down or they just stopped the show. But I thought they stopped the show because the bar closed down. But I could be wrong. But it, they had the same drink special.
Because they're laundering money.
Could be. Oh, hey, I don't.
That's my
guess. I ain't hating it.
I don't care. I get to go spend $15 and drink on that.
Even after you beat up that dude, or not beat him up, but like chokeslam that dude. He called me, he's like, tell the bartender I said sorry. It was a super hot Hawaiian bartender.
I was like,
John said sorry. Yeah. And she was like, he's so sweet. Like, me.
Yeah. I thought the other guy did. I did.
No, that other guy was an asshole.
He was still talking shit when he got kicked out. He was leaving, like calling me an asshole. I was outside with somebody.
I left immediately. I was like, I'm not going to jail.
Yeah.
This is the first mic.
You've been there before.
Was it the first mic?
That was our first mic we ever had at Durkin's.
It was like high, like...
Willie was throwing a fucking tantrum because of that guy. Or no, because I was like laughing on stage.
He really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy was a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Big, giant asshole in that guy.
Real gaping butthole.
Big.
But self-cleaning.
Self-cleaning.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, chili update.
Maintaining.
It's looking good.
Yeah.
You like hot sauce?
Yeah,
we got some really hot sauce.
I'm not like a guy. I'm not a person that's like, you know what I'd like to do to my food? Ruin
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that'll get me laid.
I would love to ruin my food.
This hot sauce, I thought my Megadeth sauce was tasty. I just thought it was extremely hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to put like a little drop in the chili.
Yeah, if you put the amount that was on the crackers that we ate, if you put that in your bowl, I don't think it would be terrible.
I think it'd be hot, but it'll taste good.
It's got a kick.
I like a good smoky hot sauce, like more of a Chipotle kind of.
Yeah.
Like a like Valentina.
Yeah, yeah.
Chipotle. Yeah, I can dig some Valentina.
Yeah. I'm big into some chili hot sauce right now, Chihuahua. Like sriracha.
Mm.
I'm over sriracha.
Dude, that shit on fucking mac and cheese.
I mean,
changing the game.
Panda Express has, without question, the best chili sauce. It's better than sriracha.
Miles and miles. I have not tried it.
Yeah, I haven't had it either. I haven't had Panda in a minute.
It makes sriracha like stupid. It's hot as fuck, but it's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I love hot food, dude.
That's all I want for Christmas. When I want this, when you hear, actually, God, ooh. 1 year, I was at the age, my girlfriend asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I was like, Max. And I just remember being like, honest to God, all I want is one of those head things that you can massage your head with, and then I want a big bag of just Panda Express chili sauce.
Yeah.
Like a year's worth.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's it. And I would like that this year too, Santa.
She got it?
No, she did not.
What a bitch.
Yeah, well,
Colin.
Yeah, well.
And then
Colin.
Good. I am pretty canned stone right now.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, that's what.
Just now I was like, whoa, I am.
That's what we do here.
Can I put this little guy in?
We never got into any of your dreams, did we?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Around that.
I'm sorry.
You're not getting out of this that easy.
I have crazy dreams.
What's like a memorable one that's happened? It doesn't even have to be recent. You got any ones that make for a good story? Not to put you on the spot.
No, I'm just trying to think. Like, I'll have crazy dreams and I'll remember like a bit of it. Like, I have some Memorable dreams. What a neat little container that is.
It is. It's like a
came with
sauce.
A side of ranch.
Yeah, did you get that at the head shop? No. So one dream I had, and it's kind of short, and I can't remember too much about it. But like I said, my mom's dead, and I think a lot of times, I'll have these. It's not actually not a lot, but I'll have these dreams. Usually it's a couple times a year, and it started probably in the last 7 years, but where she'll be in the dreams, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, and it's not even sad. It's just kind of
it's normal.
I'm not even thinking about it. I've had different dreams, but this one dream is one of those where she's in it, but it's just normal.
Yeah, in the dream, it's not.
Yeah,
out of the ordinary.
And we're somewhere. We're almost in where we're at. It's the setting is kind of that movie. it's basically like a scene from The Departed. We're almost in this area, but some bars and houses kind of. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear a big crash and people running, and this fucking huge gorilla is on the street.
What?
Fucking stuff up. The biggest gorilla. And it's crazy. This is the weird.
I gotta say, I did not see that coming. That's not where
I know.
That's not where I saw this dream
standing there with
going.
My mom, and I'm we have to get the fuck out of here right now, you know? And we run to this bar. I mean, this gorilla is flipping out. And coming at us.
Like King Kong, biggest buildings?
No, but a real fucking silverback gorilla. The one, you know, in those videos, you see the ones
oh, yeah.
Come up, hit the glass, one of those motherfuckers, and it's running at us. Oh, and, we run to this bar, and really, this is all we run to this bar. She runs in, and I run in, and the gorilla's, right there. And it's, right behind me. Basically, all I can do is close, and I close the door. As I close it, I realize it's this shitty fucking door. And I lock it, though, with one of those. I lock it with these, little latch. And that's where the dreams ends. But it's what I'm realizing is I'm closing a shitty door. You know, fucked.
But then it never makes it past that?
I wake up.
At least you get it's a cliffhanger.
Well, that's it. Yeah, isn't that the word? That's all. I mean, that's the one. I had one the other night, though, that was pretty crazy, too. And I don't remember most of it. I just remember you couldn't go out during the day because the sun was too hot or something.
Ooh.
And I was in some weird place, and I was with.
It's cool.
I had to yeah, but no, I think I watched a movie where it was like that. You couldn't go out during the day.
What movies are like
that? What's that Will Smith movie? They're all. It's not because of the sun. They're all.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, it was something with the sun. Basically, I don't know.
You can't go out at night.
Or they don't go out at night.
The sun burns them or some shit.
Yeah, it's it was kind of It was kind of like that. It was pretty That part was kind of crazy, but. Or you weren't supposed to. I'm not sure.
I wish I knew anything about interpreting dreams. Garalski's not. He's usually working the keys when Liz isn't here.
He's working in the.
I haven't.
Shout out to Liz. Wish Liz was here. We'd have answers right now.
Falling apart without her.
Oh, who's Liz Getty?
No, Lizzie Evans. Yeah. Tim Smith's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, she's our information expert.
Oh,
right. So that's why we're so stupid.
Who we pay. Approximately $79,000 a year.
I gave her a raise last week. I felt bad for saying
how much she got paid.
She's earned it.
So I
made a change.
She's earned it.
So he has one where him and his mother are being chased by a silverback gorilla,
It's in a residential street. You know,
chased by gorillas.
It kind of reminds me of The Departed. And it's a gorilla, and it scares the fuck out of us. Comes around a corner, and people are kind of
understandable.
Spooked.
People are already running from it.
Right now, the amount of people in the street, you know what I mean? But by the time we realize it's coming, it's we gotta,
it's too close.
Cutting it close. Yeah.
Let me see here. I'm going to.
It was just so real and violent. It was just, but I just remember it being so fast. I have crazy dreams. I just can't. Sometimes they're just hard to remember. And then I have crazy dreams that I remember. And
it's crazy how quick you forget them.
A gorilla.
For real.
A gorilla in your dream symbolizes your fight as well as the victory over difficulties in your waking life. But a dream of gorillas could predict trouble with false friends and business partners, and it is a sign of disappointment and hostility. So it's either awesome or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're running from your fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could think of one,
you gotta fight the gorilla next time in the dream.
Yeah, it's
punch like him. King Kong his ass.
It's because that's the one animal I would be pretty afraid to encounter.
A gorilla?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
a chimpanzee.
Oh, saw this video the other day of two gorillas at the zoo. at the zoo, straight up, just throwing fucking hands, and like everybody watching, are like, "No, no!" I was like,
"Yeah,
what do you guys think is gonna happen? You lock up two fucking wild animals?
No, yeah, no. Yeah. They're gonna go at it. What are you?
I could have, dog.
Somebody pull this silverback gorilla back.
I'll fucking gorilla up.
Would you?
Yeah, dude, set it up. A liquid set courage. It up. Make it happen. Set it
hey,
up.
Hey, I don't know anyone who's ever wrestled a silverback gorilla, but I used to deliver pizza with a guy, Tracy Smothers, who has wrestled a bear multiple times. Can we get a YouTube search? I'm telling you, it's real.
Sure. I would very much.
People like wrestling that. Animals. And sorry to jump on that so hard, but
what's your Wi-Fi thing?
Come on, dude.
No, I know. What's the network?
It's let me see.
Yeah, don't.
You want to say it on the
yeah, because that shit has definitely been said out loud.
All right. I saw one and I was like, that's definitely it, but it wasn't it.
Are you pulling up the video?
No, I have no internet connection. I was trying to, of the gorillas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to find that, not the dude fighting a bear.
What's this guy's name? Name
Tracy
that name.
Smothers, dude.
Tracy Smothers. He's a Smothers wrestler. Brothers.
One of the coolest fucking dudes I've ever met. He lives in Fort Branch, Indiana, at least last I had heard.
He's like, but he's
wrestled like all over the world. Like he was a legit professional wrestler. Now he's slinging them out. But he still wrestles too. Like
that cool guy.
He had some great stories. He told me a story about one night they were on some tour, like wrestling in Japan. Mm. Hung out with Guns N' Roses the night before they played the Tokyo Dome the whole night. Awesome. Like, which at the time I was like in high school, he was telling me about it. But looking back, it's like, oh, they were definitely like partying hard.
You crazy Guns N' Roses? Yeah.
In like 86.
Can't even imagine.
Yeah, when that good blow was in there.
Yeah, that's just like the one off the top of my head. He's been like, the guy's been all over the world doing like wrestling and shit. He's wrestled bears. A lot of comics love professional wrestling. I met some guy recently.
Why is that so common in comedy?
It is kind of. It is fun to get into.
Bunch of fucking nerds, man.
But I've asked people about him. Like, dude, do you know like Tracy Smothers? And they're like, yeah, I know who that is. I'm like, oh, I used to deliver pizza with him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's that big.
He knows people. He's been in the wrestling like industry or whatever for so long. Like
I think
people that are into wrestling know who he is.
I think the comedian. He's pretty big in the comedy. he's a Chicago guy. He's
friends with The Rock's dad, I believe.
CYS kid, Marty DeRosa.
Oh yeah, and
I think he's pretty big in like the wrestling. He has a really cool picture.
He does some stuff. He does that like amateur wrestling show at North, I think.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, it's a
they do a wrestling show at North,
something like that. Yeah.
Jeez.
I want to think it's there. Small. Somewhere. I know. I remember that being something at North about it, but maybe I know that he's probably done it somewhere else. But I do remember that
for 3 whole minutes of playtime.
Oh, there's more than one video.
The best playtime.
Dude, there's so much of that. I've seen a bunch of that.
Bear versus gorilla. I kind of want to watch that.
It's not real. It's not real. They're not fighting each other.
God damn, I wish it was. Yes. That's the
dude. Have you ever
seen these?
Dude, have you ever seen the video?
How much time have you spent? Looking at these?
Have you seen the video of this grizzly bear in someone's backyard killing a fucking deer?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, it is gnarly. Dude.
Is it fucked up?
This deer is like this deer screams like a drunk guy or something. Just like, ah!
Yeah. Dude, they do. Awful. I've shot deer and had them hit the dirt and start doing that. They go,
it's the most awful noise.
Dude,
the best part is this bear has a deer by his neck and he's just like shaking it around.
And this is like in the backyard of like one of those like nice houses.
Yeah. You can tell it's a nice like development.
Yeah, like a development like where doctors live and stuff.
Oh, I don't know where it happened.
And they're like, why is he doing that? Make him stop.
She keeps yelling at her husband like, do something. He's like, I'm not fucking going.
Yeah, what the fuck is he gonna do?
Yeah.
Call the police.
This is nature.
Yeah.
This is the world, honey.
You guys want to see this video? These Omaha Zoo gorilla fight.
Yeah, in quotations, absolutely.
Where, the one where gorilla the just grabs a guy and drags
what the
him into
fuck
the
are the zookeepers gonna do? They're just gonna go in and clank their heads together and knock them unconscious. What the
hey, knock it off.
Are these zookeepers?
Where are the
Sylvester Stallone?
Dude, these videos, like, that's all, like, they're just,
I didn't see this. This is how it starts.
Is it two silverbacks?
Hold up to the microphone.
Like, cause
does that have a?
Wouldn't they a like? Cable? Wouldn't they not put two silverbacks in the same? Doesn't that make sense? Don't they?
Animals aren't nearly as vicious as we think. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they wouldn't be together in the wild, right? They would each be running their own thing as silverbacks.
Harems. Oh, dude, no, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, here he goes. Oh,
oh, they're throwing hands.
Fuck, there it is.
Oh, shit.
This looks like Barstool Sports.
It's
like
right there. It really
World
is.
Star.
Yeah, man.
Holy like shit, dude.
Normal fist fight. That's weird, dude.
Right?
Dude, this is crazy. I just,
but there's so fucking power behind that.
Oh, yeah, totally. But it just looked like
they're done
two
now?
Really drunk guys punching each other
really?
Outside
right?
of the bar.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, they actually
these
are
people
like,
are mad.
That's,
yeah.
That's what's funny about. That's why it's so funny about it because they look like just two huge dudes fighting.
Yeah, right?
No, that's just two Armenian men.
Just two.
That's
furry
pretty short.
Guys.
Just two really hairy dudes just fucking going at it.
Yeah, they're gonna wear the zookeeper. What the fuck are the zookeepers gonna do in that situation?
Yeah,
if they tranked them, people would probably lose their minds at that.
Yeah, that's true.
Let them fucking hash it out, man.
I could see you being the Trank guy.
Just wearing a
you would be the guy that somehow lived in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The end of the movie, you'd be like the skis ball turned sweetheart.
Yeah.
Just
like,
barely
he's
made
still
it.
Still alive, and you just come out like, ugh.
I can't believe I made it.
Yeah. I like the idea.
Sacrifice myself and fight a T-Rex or some shit.
Your shirt's all
yeah, you redeem, yeah. You redeem yourself by risking your life for the child.
We have one guy that we keep on call who only shoots the tranquilizer. That's all he
we need to call the Nightmare.
It's like the sniper from Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, like say little prayers.
Say prayers, just tranking gorillas.
The Nightmare.
Someone tries to steal
every
a concession.
You,
just
before you shoot
trank,
him, sweet dreams.
Yeah. Night, night.
Yo, I just read this article that so they just did a study with CBD in male mice. It's like they had them do a daily dose of CBD for 21 days, and then they checked their reproductive values after 30 days after stopping, and it was like fucked up the reproductive system.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah. Bad for the balls.
Yeah, bad for the balls. Your sperm stop working.
That's not good.
Isn't
our
sperm's doing me no favors, man.
I mean,
isn't human DNA really similar to mice DNA?
No,
all DNA is pretty similar. Like,
because they found a way to like cure balding with with mice. Damn it.
You just tape mice to your head
with mice, but and like they think that gets them really close.
So. Like mammals share like mice. A pretty like our genes.
We sew a bunch together. And you just
our gene, like all mammals share like a pretty
yeah. You're like
specific. Like genes close. Are pretty close, and then the deviations are what give us like the differences. In,
and
like,
it's like fractions
stuff.
Of a percentage of difference between us and like a dog,
a pig,
or two
really
gorillas throwing
to
hands,
or like a potato. Yeah. Even like isn't it all like.
Potatoes have
but,
a lot of chromosomes.
Close, yeah, like, but it's still like, I mean, the trials, live trials start with like mice. For some reason, we're okay with just fucking ruining mice. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
you
what if mice were just like, we're trying to test an anxiety drug and it just made them crazy? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the mice, we'll never know.
Right.
That's fucked up.
That's like pure hell.
Yeah. They learn
I'm more
quickly.
Afraid of rats, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's rat season in fucking Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. They're so,
it's too fucking cold out there.
There are rats in Chicago the size of fucking squirrels.
Huge.
Like, they're yeah. so
fucking
big.
Huge. I've straight up ran away from rats on the street in front of girls.
You don't do well with small little things.
I don't, man. There's just something that freaks
like
me out about them. Yeah. Last night there was a fucking bat at the apartment I was at. I went outside on the balcony. Fucking bat started flying around. They locked me outside with it. Banging on the door trying to get in.
That's why your voice is gone today.
Maybe.
You're probably like screaming.
Maybe it fucking bit me on my neck and I didn't realize it. It's just
no.
You didn't realize it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking bat. I loved it.
Why, is that what your what about not? I guess that was a nightmare. But what do y'all have like so you're scared of bat, but like now I'm thinking nightmares. Y'all have any nightmares recently?
I used to have shark nightmares a lot.
Really?
For sharks, yeah.
Whoa.
Open ocean, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's just tweaky.
Yeah, but I love sharks also. Like, I would read about them a lot.
They're interesting.
This is my shark book.
Yeah, I have shark books all over the place.
If you want to read it sometime. No, yeah, sharks.
I had a nightmare like one time, this was a long time ago when I was a kid, but I'll always remember it. I was I was on top of the Empire State Building, but it was made out of toothpicks that were like stacked up. And so like if I moved at all, it was like all going to come like crashing down or whatever. And that was the whole, I was just fear of heights, I guess.
Oh, you're terrified.
I was just like, if I move at all, this all comes crashing down.
Did it break?
Yeah, I just remember like that feeling of like falling, you know, and then you wake up, I guess.
Yeah.
Falling in my dreams.
Oh shit!
I don't know what is that.
Linkin Park? Is that? It's like Linkin Park, bro.
Yeah, it's not even what he says.
But you just really.
No, that's a song. Dude, I was at this like beer fest thing yesterday, and it was just people doing cover songs. It was a stage full of just like old white dudes doing like Snoop Dogg cover songs.
Hell yeah, like doing but doing it like on acoustic guitars and stuff.
No, dude, they were doing like to the fucking.
That's awesome.
Exactly. They're doing. There was another one. Fuck. What was it? Not MC Hammer. Is Ice Baby?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Yeah. They're doing Ice Baby and had a bunch of like 40-year-old woman out there, like as like the background dancers, and just like it was a bizarre thing.
God.
Yeah. Where was this?
This was I think it was in Lakeview. Damn. I went there like later on the night. I was drinking all day, so. Necessarily remember exactly how I got there, but
one thing was, led to another.
Yeah, it was a weird. It was all like 40-year-old people there just getting wasted, grinding on each other. It was so weird.
Sounds like a party.
Sounds awesome.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, but people would like see us, like the younger guys, would be like, "Why are they here?" It was weird.
Yeah,
saw a comedian. I forgot his name.
Make one up.
So he might not be like that names, much of a comedian.
I haven't seen him in a while. I used to see him a decent amount. He always used to go to Goldie's, I remember.
Hmm. Oh, Keegan Buckingham?
No, I know Keegan. He actually runs a mic right by Blarney on Thursdays.
Oh,
but I just never go because I go.
The one with the, you can win.
Yeah, it was a cash prize.
Competition mic?
Yeah, I think so.
How's that attended?
I've never gone because of undergrad, and now undergrad's done. Idea.
I forgot about that.
I gotta go ahead and make some money.
Yeah.
Clean house.
I heard it was like $200.
What?
That's what I heard. I swear to God.
I'll fuck y'all up. Fine, dude. I'll go fucking. Just let me go for a couple weeks where I get used to being drunk in there and I'll just fuck that place up. That's $200 a week.
That'd be awesome. I assume it's like a bringer thing. Unless the bar's in on it.
Just like a. Like crowd vote, like
I mean,
by
it has to be
a plazometer,
or that has to be really well attended. Then
I don't know.
It's been going on for a while. I remember, and like it's like the Oak or something like that, right?
It's up Clark from Blarney, right?
Yeah, because everybody's been like going there. It's helped. It helps. Makes Blarney actually fuck it. Sometimes it just makes Blarney last way too long because people show up late, like right as we're about to end.
That's the worst when people come.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I always get messages at the end, be like, "Is Durkin still going on?" I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right. So, tell me about some of these. That, no, I mean, don't tell me other people's dreams, but like, usually people come in here with a pretty good
so
dream.
Luke. I wouldn't wish Luke's dreams on my worst nightmare, man.
He has nightmares.
He has night terrors.
Night terrors.
No, I know. Yeah, you're right.
He told us about one where he was standing in the bathroom and thought he was brushing his teeth.
Oh, fuck.
And he looked down and it was a razor, like a shave, like just a Gillette razor. And it's just in the sink were just like,
that's
like
a gross
sawdust,
one.
Like shavings of teeth.
Yeah. Nope. That can't. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely has the craziest sucks. Dreams that we've had. Who else? I don't know who else has had a really wild one.
I don't know. I had one recently.
He had one of him killing his dad. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that was from a long time ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, my dad's alive, though. I didn't kill him.
No, yeah. But,
I had a dream where I shot him once.
Just one time, though?
Yeah. The dream was once. In the dream, I shot him once, and it only ever had that dream once. We were on, like, a boat.
Wild.
Who had the craziest dreams?
Either Luke.
Aside from Luke, yeah, we already talked about
Luke. Luke had a weird one.
What was his?
I don't remember.
He was being like chased by a lizard or something. I remember that. But he was on a bike, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's because he's always talking about reptilians, man.
Yeah,
he got that shit going on in his head.
Gotten in his brain.
I don't know who else had. I don't remember any of the episodes we've done.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else had a. Who else has good dreams?
Well, like most people, most people don't have dreams.
Well, most people come on and they're like, yeah.
Everyone we have on is a fucking pothead.
Well, everyone we have on that tells us about the dreams, most of the time it's always like, oh, you're really anxious.
Yeah.
Like, it's always like,
that's literally it.
I'm running late for stuff.
You don't have control over your life.
I have to go back to school and I didn't realize it or something like
that. It's almost like this was a bad idea for a podcast.
Just the class.
Yeah, I mean.
In my case, I'm super lonely apparently.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're just like, I mean, they always kind of reflect what's going on. I'm super into like lucid dreaming though. And I think I might be doing like, cause I dream every night and I'll sometimes do it a lot.
Like the lucid
dream. No, but I dream every night, but I never really remember them that much, but I'll remember vaguely what's going on. And I think that maybe, you know, I mean, like I'm really fascinated in that, you know, and I've been in dreams where I was like aware. I mean, I didn't know that I was, you know, I was like, I know I'm dreaming, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, I've had dreams where I've like seen me like kind of like just had, and they're always like, all those dreams are the dreams I remember most vividly that are just about like my mom, like when she died, you know?
Yeah.
Because we were like close. And so like, I would have these dreams, but in the dreams I would always be, and this is why I'm always so weird. Like, this is what kind of like, I can't quite not believe, you know, I believe in. Like, I'm not an atheist or anything, you know, it's hard. Cause I have those kind of dreams, you know, where it's like a real thing. And it's like, I know that I'm dreaming. Like, yeah. I've had dreams where I see, like, just where I'm laying in bed and, you know what I mean? And I'm in the same bed, same room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm asleep. I know that I'm asleep, but I'm laying there. And, like, you know, I've had a dream where someone's come and sat on my bed. Ooh, yeah. Like, it's like a heavy, you know, sad dreams like that, you know? But, like, outside of that, I think that I'm lucid dreaming pretty often. I just don't know, like, I don't remember any of it because I'll have fucking weird dreams. But, like, I don't remember any of them, you know?
Well, they say there are people that, like, can lucid dream to the point of, like, I'm going to sleep and just, like, playing a video game. Like,
exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Have you ever looked into this?
Yeah, I've never had a dream where like
do you believe it? I mean,
I know a little bit lucid dreaming. Like, it's like totally real.
Yeah, I've never had a dream about like where in the dream I was like, I know I'm dreaming, but I've had dreams where I've like focused on something and I've like dreamt about it.
Yeah.
It's tough. Well, I mean, it's all subjective too. You can't really prove whether or not someone had that dream.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, and then part two is like I've totally in my life I've added. Like false memories to a dream, I'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's what I dreamed." But if I think about it, I'm like, "That wasn't what the dream was about."
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You could be, it could be like an amnesia kind of thing.
Yeah. But I don't think like I hear these like all that stuff where people are like doing stuff. I'm not really able to like, you know, like the ones that like the dreams that I remember the most, you know, are the ones that like I don't feel like I'm dreaming, but I know that I can't. Really move, like I'm not really trying to move. It's not even the
Dude,
thing.
Have you ever had that where you can't move?
So I will tell you, like, if I mean, I had like a, I don't think this is a dream, I think a ghost, but I've been like woken up in the middle and like could not move. Like something was whole, like, and I was in a hotel room in like Peckham, London, which is a kind of sketchy area. It was like my last 2 nights before that, and I was being held down. But that's for a ghost stories podcast, I think.
Well,
I've ever had that dream before, dude. Really?
From the dream?
I was fucking terrified.
I had this dream. I was house sitting for my cousin and her husband while they were out of town. And they had this like farmhouse out in the country, like out in the middle of fucking nowhere. So I was the only person in the house and it was like completely dark. But in the dream, I was asleep in the bed that I was sleeping in. And someone was, like, breaking into the house, but I couldn't get up or, like, move at all.
This really happened?
Yeah. Well, no one broke in. It was the dream, I guess. But, like, I couldn't tell because it was just in the house in the dream.
Yeah.
And I could not move. Like, it was no matter how hard, like, I just remember trying so hard to, like, sit up or, like, anything. You just can't move.
I feel like I've had that, but I can't.
It's a thing, like, this, like, sleep paralysis where like, your body's not awake yet, but your brain's like, time to get up. And it's, like, the most awful thing. It happens every once in a while.
I mean, like,
terrible experience.
Oh, my God. It was like,
does it happen? And you're like, oh, it's happening? Is that?
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, in between, like, sleep thing where you.
So just like, fuck, what are you just gonna wait?
But even then, you're not, like, awake enough to know, like, oh, this is a dream. I'm still asleep. It's like. Yeah. At the time, I could just hear people that were clearly. Like, I never saw anyone in the dream, but I knew there were people in the house that did not have good intentions, and I could not move out of the bed. It was.
That is scary.
It was awful.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's pretty fucked up.
But I was scared like a little girl the whole time I was staying in their house, just because it's like this really old farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere.
They would make all sorts of noise. Yeah.
It's so dark. That shit'll sketch you out.
Yeah, it's a different kind of. You're right. That's like dark. That's like crazy axe murder country.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Just fucking drunk.
Is one of those houses out in the country where there's like a normal street light and it's just like in their yard because they put it there because they're
I've been so spooked out.
Other than that, it would be 100% dark out there.
So spooked out there, man. That's spooky.
It's a different kind of dark and a different kind of quiet.
Yeah, buddy.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah, it's creepy to be out.
That's probably why I had a fucking nightmare.
Nightmare. Have you had dreams where you like have had to hide in your dreams? Because I never have dreams where I'm like, the only dreams where I'm remotely
not that
like,
I'm really
scared, it's more of like a like thrill type, like fucking Disturbia type movie shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to hide from somebody.
Someone's in the house.
But you don't even know if they're there or not. I don't know. That's the dream that I had. I was hiding and then I just woke up and I was like, I felt like I was.
What does hiding mean in the dream? I just can't figure out what this is.
You ever had one of you ever had one of the fighting dreams where it feels like you're like punching someone through like fucking molasses? You ever had one of those?
I've had dreams where I can't control.
Like it's like a resistance.
Yeah, I've had dreams where I hit somebody and it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, like you just, it's like slow. It's like you're pushing through.
Like underwater. Yeah.
I've had dreams where like I can't throw. Like I'm like, my arms are slow.
Yeah,
like I can't use them well. Like and I don't have it.
No matter how hard you try to hit, somebody,
or my grip. Yeah, my grip is bad. Like I can't grip something. Yeah. And I need to be able to grip, and it's just like nothing more than like you know, it's weird. Those are weird.
That's what I have fairly often. It's the like resistance when you're trying to punch something.
Yeah. It's usually something other than that. It's like push or something like that for me, but I know what you're talking about. But it's like half asleep though.
Kind you guys of ever stuff. Have this? It's kind of the same vein, the same feeling. I'll have one where the whole dream will just be like a memory of me in a car driving, and I'm coming up to a stop sign or whatever, and just no matter how hard I just fucking stomp on the brake, I cannot like get the car. Sliding out into traffic, no matter how hard.
Yeah,
I have that one every once in a while too. That one's got to be another like anxiety thing.
Sure,
dude. That would be cool. It would be rad if one of y'all were like a PhD doctor. Like, well, you have to be a PhD. Well, you know what I mean. Like,
just a brilliant
like sleep scientist.
I didn't make it. And then to be a bachelor.
If only. Well, I think a brilliant sleep scientist would probably be like, yeah, dreams are bullshit. Like,
no.
Well, what I'm curious,
somebody who looks at them for like, you know what I mean.
What I'm curious about is how does someone decide like the gorilla thing? How is somebody like, oh, that just. That symbolizes struggles you had or whatever.
Oh, no credentials at all. I feel like that's kind of like this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Is that, but I feel like it's also, it wasn't even like that interpretation was specific to gorillas.
Well,
if it would have been some other like foe, it'd be like, oh, this represents what you're dealing with in life. Like, it's not that crazy.
Well, we talked about this before. Like, if the human brain has like a gene in it for drawing analogies and metaphors, like naturally that's the way our brain works is through comparison and metaphors and analogies, then it would make sense that we derive our stories that we tell from dreams that we've had.
Mm.
Does that make sense? So like our whole idea of what, you know, all the classic story, like if you use like the biblical stories, for example, those were grounded in dreams, some would say, if humans think metaphorically.
Well, I think there's also... A decent amount of like merit to the idea that dreams are actually just our brains like randomly
firing
like they don't actually mean it. It's just
right.
You know, it's just what happens when you sleep, if that makes sense.
Talking about, I do want to get into lucid dreaming. Just to, like what you said, some people tattoo, like playing dude. A fucking video game.
Yeah. Get a tattoo.
I want tattoos.
Get a tattoo that you look at throughout the day. Do you have tattoos?
None.
I say,
I got a bunch of.
You have tattoos, right?
Yeah.
Did you notice ever, like, did it help you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did it happen more often after you got tattoos?
Yeah, because I don't have my tattoos in my dreams.
Yeah.
What did?
Like, if you know that you're not, if you know that you're not awake and that you're dreaming, that's when you can kind of do what you want, sort of, is what they say.
Like, do you lucid dream?
I have before.
Okay, so, like, in your dream, you don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
But you know you're dreaming.
That's usually what triggers it. That or, like, trying to turn a light on.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full sleeve, you'll have a blank arm in your dream, and so you'll know right away, like, oh, I'm dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people, after they get tattoos, apparently it's much easier to do.
I kind of want sleeves.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I can pull them off.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
That's a fucking shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah. Man, I need to get a tattoo now.
I'll get freaked out, though, man.
Yeah. I'm bad. Like, I'm a seasonally bad sleeper, though, so...
Yeah, sometimes lately I've been sleeping terribly.
Yeah, wake up early no matter what.
Yeah, and I just, like, I don't feel rested.
Yeah.
I mean, the last two nights I went out, that's why I don't feel rested, but...
Hell yeah.
I'm going to have to get a fucking six tomorrow.
Yeah, getting some good sleep is so important. I really don't want to have to go to this show tonight.
Where are you going?
Yeah, where's the show?
Dead Comedy.
Oh yeah, who's on tonight?
We got Alex... this is funny. Alex Dragovich. Alex Joyce, Alex Alexan, and then, who else is on the show tonight? I feel bad.
Anyone else named Alex?
I know. I tried. I didn't want to either, but I tried. Fuck. May 20th, bro. God damn it. Sam will make these pretty... I can't find them.
Well, oh, by shit. The time anyone hears it. This, it'll be after the show's over, so...
No, I know.
Yeah, actually, it doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't, but now I just want to, you know...
It'll be on the internet forever.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you don't even have service in your neighborhood.
I got service. I got plenty of service.
You don't service this neighborhood. What's
that? You guys hear that?
That's my phone. Yeah. That's my phone. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Well...
Oh, here, we got it right here. I know that I'm not, like, trying to promote the show. I just don't look like a dickhead knowing one person. Oh, it's Liz Getty. Oh... Yeah.
Love Liz Getty.
Oh yeah. Do you have anything else coming up or
I don't think. We got the talk show on Thursday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but
same shit, different late night?
Yeah, yeah. Are we ending? Is this what's happening right now?
Are we? Mm-hmm. How long have we been talking?
We've been talking for like an hour and 20.
Oh shit.
Oh, is that long for us?
That's usually where I kinda
had longer.
Yeah.
We've had shorter.
That's all I got going on. That's what I was going to say. But I want to go to bed. That's what I was trying to say.
What time's the show at?
Nine.
You can saw a little nap in.
My problem is I'll go and just not, I'll just get, you know, bummed up at the bar, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
End up making bad decisions and just being like, I'm so happy to see everybody. Let's talk forever. When I should go home and, like, you know, go to bed.
Yeah, whenever you
not drink.
When you get when you get behind, like, I get behind on sleep like one night. Like, I'll stay out really late one night or something like this, and then realize, like, oh well, shit, I'm not gonna have another time to, like, catch up on that sleep until like a week and a half.
Yep.
So, like, I was out late tonight, and tonight I could have went to bed at normal time.
But I know
tomorrow
that.
Tomorrow night I have this so thing. The next night I have this thing. And, like, then I have to work.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
This thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that was, if I'm behind on sleep, I'm going to be behind for like 8 days.
I feel that hard.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Right. But, you know, lately I've just been like, fuck it. Well, I just will wake up later.
I'm debating if I should go home and just go to bed. Kind of want to go see Deadpool. Kind of want to go to, what's it fucking called?
Yeah, come to Shithole with me. Dude.
Shithole, yeah. I've never been to Shithole, so like,
obviously,
I do,
like,
need to go.
Anyone listening to this won't be there tonight, but it's a fucking great,
are you on Shithole?
Great time.
It's all
tonight,
I've heard.
Yeah, I'm about to go there after this.
I've only heard good things. So
I've only done it once before, but I've
never
been a couple
to.
Times. And it's,
I've just been. I've never even done it.
It's always. I've never seen it not be a hot room.
Oh, yeah. It's always badass.
It's always
like
fucking...
Those guys are... providing a service to comedians, dude, because, like, they always have... No, no. But, like, that's sort of like the point of it, though. It's like nobody paid. Anybody who's here just wants to be here. Like,
they're all about paying it forward.
Yeah, yeah. No, those guys are awesome.
Yeah, I got to go to one of their shows. They've I've been meaning to for the longest time. Of them.
Shitload of shitholes.
Weren't they just in the newspaper?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
yeah. Who knows?
What does... Oh, maybe. Okay, never mind.
Well, I got to finish this chili up. This is very important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well...
I take a bite.
Well, John, thanks for coming over, man.
Of course.
I think Sunday episodes are going to have a
chill
a different vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm, yeah, sorry. I was like,
because we're all going to be hungover every
Tuesdays
episode.
Tuesdays are usually pretty fun.
I don't usually.
This was fun.
Tuesdays are nice because I can get off work and just get to chill for a little bit.
And you get the pep.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, you get the chill vibes. / I want to vomit.
Yeah. Which Dude, is. I only got 14 days left of school and I'm fucking gone, dog.
Summer.
School's out for summer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, more updates on that. Let's let Colin's voice take a break, and we'll see you later. Thanks for listening.
Keep dreaming, y'all.
Yeah, dream on.